very times of unacceptable. We're talking about the documents that we don't have in this time. We've got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Now you must be a genius to read these documents and to make a reasonable contribution. Come here. I must express my strongest objection. We are dealing with the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Thank you,
Commissioner.
It's simplifying myself.
Thank you.
I have taken the liberty to sort of summarize the issues that have been raised. We have both been over and not over. The need for practical and effective and careful opportunities. The city is focusing on it as filling up water and sanitation. Intervention plans that seem to let the most of the municipalities to deal with disasters, especially in the local where droughts are signal and are really occurring. The issue around the government, it was commonly seen that the water system business, you know, in the economy of business, and especially the issues of efficient practices to give me more services, current setting, compliance legislation was also what was raised by the committee, and it applied to both provinces. Drinking water quality is a problem. And there are things that have also moved not only to drinking water quality, you know, from the water service side, but from the resource side, when concerns around pollution. And the fact that our municipalities in some cases are also polluted. Operating and maintenance of infrastructure. and the budget that has to go with it. Provision of three basic services, and you know, we're still talking about water services because we do not yet have the final three basic services in Tennessee Airport. Section 78 also came out very strongly, and the institutional reform, you know, the need for the state to provide leadership and support to municipalities on institutional reform. Planning is this issue, and from the feedback that came from cabinet in the front of two, our DG and the minister, it looks like this is really a national problem, and the acknowledgement that something needs to be done differently. From our side of the department, it's obviously we need to align the water services development shows and the IDCs and the provincial development around the delays in the implementation of the work there, especially the implications that that will have on missing the package in the legal policy. Issues around transfer of integrated planning, and here we're talking about integrated planning digitally in terms of aligning planning and planning within the province itself between various departments, horizontal alignment in terms of all the spheres of government, national, provincial, and local. The role of the province, especially the role of the provincial, local government, the departments, in terms of coordinating and providing support to municipalities, and the role of the workforce. Many other issues raised, but I think some will be dealt with it much more detail. Here, we do have a report that was compiled, a six report. I hope you do have that in your head. There are speaking much more detail to how we have it, how the regional office has responded to this. The officials from Northwest, we have invited them, but they could only get a flight at 9:30. So they will be coming in at a later stage, and they can provide the information to one issue that was raised is the Roy Horn informal segment about lack of access to water and sanitation. Our draft regional office has been working with the municipality in this regard, and they are currently providing, the municipality is currently providing a tank which acid with water that they get from the Matigan plant. The regional office also recommended that the municipality needs to get a connection from a Matigan in order to supply the wrong from the prison because of the issues of proclamation. So it's a question of the extension of infrastructure there. And the department does provide advisory services and make sure that they assist the municipality in reprioritizing within their current allocation, because that was going to be the challenge. There are several interventions planned by the regional office in this regard. Apparently, the municipality is planning to move the community 200 meters to the east, where they are additional houses that are supposed to be built by the end of the financial year. Obviously, we will be looking and the regional office will be seeing how they can provide support in this regard, but the municipality has to provide the necessary investment. Contamination and lack of water supply in the flooded areas in Daum, and this really comes from the flood that we experienced in this city. The intervention by the municipality was provided. However, I think in most cases this is the approach that the municipality takes. It is used for the problem in this case, but it's also very costly. This is why we are looking at the problem of acceleration delivery. We need to look at the use of other, standards of providing water, at least safe water to people, like drilling of boreholes, using, in some cases, something that may be contentious as well, standards that are below the RDC, so that at least people are not left without water. People still do have access to safe water, even in cases where they are in emergency. Municipality spend 8 minutes in the on water and sanitation projects in this area, and then the station of the 1.7 kilometer pipeline that's on once away. The water quality testing is being done because of the problems that were that in this area, but it takes time for groundwater to first of all to recharge and first of all to stabilize in terms of quality. Further interventions that will be discussed in our area of community is to assist the municipality with fund infrastructure for funding. We do this, we sit down with the municipality, we get a sense of what the needs are, where the priorities should be, because also setting the priorities is a problem for them sometimes. And in cases where they are running short of funding, we help them reprioritize, look where is the risk, you know, and ask them to prioritize it. But in some cases, we also need to take a donation to see how they can assist the municipality. So there is continuous monitoring of drinking water, but I need to say this is an area that this is an area that water quality monitoring is an area that we need to improve on and the interventions in this regard. Lewa, Yemani, possible water, the issue that was raised by the committee was possible water supply was contaminated by and homes. And action plan has been drafted. And this is an action plan that was developed by both Northern Cape province, because in as far as the boundaries are concerned, it's cut across the Northern Cape. Northern Cape in Northwest and our department. We are really getting a lot of feedback from the experts that we got from our minister's intervention from Chuba. We were hoping that we could be able to get more people. However, we are experiencing some problems with the contract. The Chuban government has imposed some new restrictions. So it looks like these contracts will become at the end now. End of April, it's going to take a little bit of time for us to get more children expected, and we need them as a service, especially now that we are making a faster movement. I'm going to investigate. I haven't said anything today. There was also concerns around cholera outbreaks, which affected a number of people. There has been initiatives to protect the extraction points so that it prevents contamination. And our regional office is working with the municipality to look at the whole regulation system, including the water purification plan. Okay. Other interventions that other options. This is really the technicalities which I do not really get into, but this is just to give the committee a feel that the municipality is being given support in this regard. Drafting the municipality, the committee raised concern around household water and sanitation and schools, services to schools. Typically, I would like to deal with this as well in my report, part of the presentation later on, but from the department side, we do have a plan in place. You will recall that I think it was also announced in the quarter that we managed to convince Treasury after a lot of work. Treasury, the Department of Health, and the Department of Education, that we should please come in and be hands-on, and the money should come to the department so that we can try and meet the target. The members will remember that we have gone past the school a target, which was 2005, and even up until the end of this year, it is clear that we're not going to deal with the school sector. However, as you may also be aware, the target for this year is the budget and the team, so we'll be focusing on those two. I'll be dealing with it at a later stage. Further interventions are to get specific programs, and I will also be analysis of the backlog as to how many schools and things are still without the service, because getting around statistics, we've been going around circles in this regard. We have not up to now reached a stage where we can speak with confidence to the same figures, not as government, as all government departments. Something that we have to work on, because it's going to be difficult to measure whether we are making progress or not in the future. The same applies in other provinces as well. Concerns and issues were raised around CMAs and water user establishments. Let me say you are aware, sir, that we are looking at the revision of the National Water Act. There are issues related to the committee raised that speak to some of the sections of legislation that we believe ahead to be reviewed. Even though the charter has not been finalized, I think it's safe to say that some of the issues that have been raised will be taken care of. Issues around representativity and participation is a concern. Participation of resource poor farmers, especially women, in the transformation of the institution board, it is definitely of concern to the department as well. Because when you look at the guidelines which are based on the policy, you can't help wonder in some cases whether this intervention is really achieving the objective that it was set for. There is work that is currently being done. Finance, my colleague at a later stage will be speaking to this in much more detail. However, from the Northwest perspective, this process has been very slow. The establishment of the Water Use Association has been very slow because there was lack of capacity within the department. And my approach was this, because of the sensitivity of the problem, it has to be driven by a drug official. It would be very risky for the regional office to rely on consultants to drive it. So I felt it was less risky maybe to delay the process until we have a proper management arrangement within the department who can ensure that the program achieves what it meant to achieve. Around the heart of the question, this has been a problem for quite some time, and this is an annual problem. It will come from time to time. From time to time, the problems around pollution and the heart of the question, there are mechanisms in place that have been put by jointly by the department, our job as department, the provincial department of environment, the municipality, the private sector, because they are also very interested in this. There is a remedial plan that has been agreed upon, and Rentwater has been appointed as the implementing agent to deal with the problem. And they are looking at various options really, and according to the plan, there has been recommendations that the solution to this annual problem where there is a problem with algae that in turn gives rise to smell and other pollution problems, there has to be rather biological intervention. So the Department of Environmental Affairs and the Department of Agriculture from the province are looking at fishing, and they are going to introduce a certain kind of fishing that thrives on, that is herbivore. You know, I'm trying to use these scientific terms that our technical people are using, but basically in simple terms, it looks like the problem has arisen from the fact that the species that's dominant, the species that's dominant in this area is species that thrives on meat. There is a need to reintroduce species that will feed the sun that are herbivore in nature. So this is what we're looking at. It's going to be, it's going to be a two-pronged strategy to deal with the pollution problem, and also to deal with, a development of small businesses, because there will be some fishing activity. where what causes has the case easily in many other areas of our world where the intergovernmental relations are still a challenge, however we are driving from our side as a department. So I'm not sure if I should pause to get questions or I should just show the questions. Moving to Limpopo. Limpopo has just, here in Limpopo, we do have reports that I believe as all of us have. We looked at the reports as well, and we just just focus on what has been done. Yes, comparatively speaking, looking at the capacity problems that we have in other provinces, Limpopo is one of those provinces that is fairly capacitated in as far as drinking water quality stuff is concerned. In some cases, the government has taken the approach, a unique approach, which is not happening in other provinces, to say, rather than risking the management of drinking water quality, we as the regional office should rather deal with this function. Here, that obviously has disadvantages and advantages. It has disadvantages in the sense that at what stage will the municipality take responsibility for this function, because it is their function. But at the same time, the risks that are associated with the municipality performing the function in cases where there isn't even capacity to accept the support, or rather to receive the support that is coming from the department, where there are no technical people at all, there's no staff at all, there are risks associated with the transportation, for instance, of chlorine that has to be done under these conditions, you know. So the regional office, in some cases, took the option of saying, we will provide the support, we will actually do the service. And there is also thinking that at some stage, we will have to approach our principal leadership to review the water services authority status of some of the municipalities, because it is very clear that some may never get the same services from the country. And today we are talking about people's lives. It might be a decision saying it is a responsibility for the municipality. It is a risk for us to invest responsibility. So there has been intensified monitoring of drinking water quality. We do have a strategy in place in preparation for 2010. I am glad the process where we're going to have to review the strategy to make it much more aggressive, because we really need an aggressive approach to this one. We are getting, there is an improvement in terms of monitoring, getting to a clearer picture of what is happening. But in terms of responding, in terms of a much more proactive approach, we feel that we can use the 2010 workshop, and we need to put the things in place to try and deal with it. That is just broad discussion. There is a presentation that could feel more specifically and much more specifically. Additional technicians have been appointed, will be actually appointed in the next year. So we're trying to build up capacity in all the regions. We have prioritized these posts, we have secured funding, these are the posts that we are currently looking at funding. So this is one of the countries that we're going to have. We also get an assistance from the students that are fed to their own. Yeah, the committee raised serious issues around O&M budget and the repairs that sometimes take very long periods for what happens in the region. In most of the cases, as I did indicate earlier on, the department is doing it for the region. And we have allocation to Jora that the city is doing with the function. But the region, following your visit, the region made the reason that at least they should strive for a period of 72 hours to deal with the human defense. It is something that they are driving from the office in cases where we are the water services provider. But they are also encouraging municipalities to take that approach. Obviously, it goes with a lot of support, you know, in goes with a lot of planning, preparedness for disaster associations, and looking at the size of the province itself and the capacity of the municipality. The committee also raised the challenges around the financing of infrastructure. The Capricorn municipality has adopted a strategy of using trailers where the operating needs can be demanded. But really, this is just giving them a symptom. We believe this is where we can, we need to use our political leadership, the councillors in the municipality, to assist in communicating to the community the importance of this after our election. The second strategy is the introduction of a second system of intervention. Here, all of these things are out there to political intervention. There's much, much more that needs to be done. And one needs to understand why is the communities are vandalizing the infrastructure. It's because they are not getting good services. Is it because there's no communication between the municipality and the community? Is it because they feel they were not part and parcel of the development of the infrastructure? So I think a lot of more work needs to be done, and that is where there has to be a partnership between our regional offices and the municipality. Here, sir, we have to say that we are working on the Limpopo is one province that has been underfunded. It's a historical problem that has been underfunded. We have a unique and very undeveloped situation where about more than 70% of the budget that is supposed to be going towards O&M is actually going to. There is a strategy that we are putting in place, because this is a historical problem. It involves taking from all the budgets consolidating them under one management. So we have inherited people, and there has to be a business approach of assessing realistically how many people are required to operate as a team. We will have to look at people that we can encourage to take any retirement, because they are just there, and sometimes they are not doing the job, sometimes they are old and are not even able to do the job, but you know, it's been very difficult to sort of hardline and to actually dismiss people and to retrench them. Okay. So there is a plan that is being driven by our corporate services to look at the intervention, because the current situation is definitely unacceptable. This is one of the legacies that we have inherited from the previous president. The transfer of assets to the challenge is now around the fair tax stuff. We have now finally agreed with the unions around the conditions of transfer, and we are hoping that by the end of the financial year, we will have finalized the transfer of stuff. This is very important to us, because it can see us as a current industry. We will recall that last year we understand, and part of the big proportion of that underestimation was coming from the fact that we could not transfer. So we really push it for the that we finalize the transfer, so that we are able to transfer the money to the necessary office. And that we don't have to come again and answer why we have understood. This is a link of the agreement that has been this is a corporate services and training in the Philippines, because that's where we have many in this way. There was a particular concern raised around the
decision. Can I just understand the acronym O&M?
Open Information.
Or Friendly
Information. Okay. there was concern that was raised by the members on the transfer of the water field owned by the Department of Public Works. And my understanding from the region that we can use the manual field is that this field is not owned by the Department, it's owned by the Public Works, but the Department is just involved in facilitating that transfer. And according to the experts of self ownership, this transfer is supposed to take place by July 2007. Now I'm not sure what the implications will be in terms of the deadline that will be set by the around all transfers. Three days before some a challenge that is related to all the problems that we're all aware of, capacity of local government, challenges around ability of municipalities to collect revenue. However, in East Britain, and this is the case in the Bobo, we do have PSE project support units that are named by consultants who assist municipalities with activities like raising awareness within communities, within municipalities themselves, advising them on how to cross-subsidize, because provision of business reporting is mainly about cross-subsidization. And when there's poor revenue collection, it's very difficult for municipalities to be able to provide the resources of the community to them. And lately, there has been some debate around the definition of poverty, something that we are unaware of. However, apparently now, what they announced to the region has been that in terms of income, poor people now, the figure has been moved from 800 to about 1,200. I'm not sure if the topic is that this is what I got from my family earlier, so I was thinking from trying to get money to an and that has sort of, you know, shifted, or rather added confusion to the municipality when they try to develop their policy on assisting the poor. Yeah, it looks like there's a lot more that needs to be done on supporting local government and providing food and food services. Our minister has prioritized water conservation as one of the flexible programs. And in most cases, municipalities are not able to provide water because there's not good water demand management. Some municipalities are using a lot of water through leakages. So there is a possibility to say a very aggressive problem that we're going to be discussing during the Water Week, where we'll be talking to municipalities, raising awareness, getting some steps on involvement of the private sector, and we will find the initial pilot programs that we will run. However, according to the region, there is a gradual increase in terms of the population that's receiving water support, and the figure has been 60% to 67%. It isn't a big jump, but at least there is a trend that's saying that is an improvement in the system. There, I admit there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We do need to see how we can do things differently to make this area need to become a very important. The second part deals with a new plan that we submitted to focus that I think for their approval on how we as a public can drive the program of accelerating service delivery. It deals with many of the issues that have been raised here, but I think it will deal specifically with the concerns that I believe all honorable members have around whether we're going to meet the Okay, because of the importance, I would have really loved to present this in a much more comprehensive way and make sure and request that we allocate time, because I will also appreciate your input and guidance in certain aspects as we are trying to find to the strategy.
Find out if the return the presentation on water quality. I was going to do it. But I wanted to suggest that we stop here and then we engage on the Northwest and the focal report, and then we do the water quality role, and then we can I'm not sure what we'll do before we do the service delivery.
Yeah, I want to make a little suggestion. I thought when I listened to her and she explained what part two is all about, I thought that possibly as she goes through part two, you'll answer many of the questions you might have. Because she's saying that part two is the strategy to deal with some of the problems that we're discussing. One is your question, and I thought that these questions might fall away as we go to the part two.
Yeah,
okay.
So I
agree with questions I have, I know this is supposed to be answered by the next presentation.
Fine.
No,
it's
not from us. I don't know whether this will be all of them addressed. I wanted to ask specifically about liquid diamond. And what will help is that if one knows who it is from the department who is dealing with liquid diamond, as it is my constituency, to understand. I have seen that they are building what you are saying here. But one must know who it is that you approach them, because Lekwa Diamond is the gem falls. They say, according to the old schematicians, it falls under Northern Cape. But then there are things that you have when you want to intervene, like with the case of the dying of fishes last year. You find that they say that you have to go to Fradex, to your regional office. Then the regional office says, I can only deal with this part and the other part you have to deal. I must say, I'm happy with the Northern Cape department, because I did ask them last week. I sent them a letter following up on this issue of the quarterman, because I thought that if that problem then repeats itself, what is it that they are doing? Regarding that, but they have sent me a CV regarding what they are doing so far. And my other worry was when you said that you asked the Northwest Department to postpone until you are ready. I hope you won't be postponing forever. And since you have mentioned it, I will be really sitting on you so that the postponement should not be so long that if there are other problems that occur during that time, then the department is not able to respond.
Now, the reason why I said we should deal with the service delivery after the water quality, because the element of service delivery in it also. Policy. If your service delivery plan is not in place, your water quality plan is not going to be successful. I think it's for that reason that I said, why don't you put all of them together, and then the biggest solution of the entire piece is what is supposed to be within the service delivery plan. But if the members feel otherwise, come with me.
Just a few more questions, but very important ones.
Hartlepool's program, the pollution, very alarming. I mean, that's a huge dam. I mean, you know, one only read in the geography that there was a particular Hartlepool's program, but that is only for sure it's cool. But when one passed through the dam, they reduced the dam. That talks about pollution, but I think it's very disturbing. The other is you made a statement that you take the superficial intervention. Can you just elaborate where does this come about and why is the superficial intervention? And then ONM is carried under extreme financial constraints. And finally, I see we have made great progress in the question of free basic water. Commissaire, it is the right of every person, but now, according to the biggest year, there's more than 1 million people are not able to receive basic water. Now, I think this is a staggering figure, and surely you must have some answer to that question, because everybody is entitled to receive basic water.
Then for my last on the Northwest report. You know, we told the action plan has been drafted and implemented in the National Would it be nice if we had actual dates of when things were had been implemented or when they were going to happen? Because, you know, we became a service in October last year, whenever. And, you know, so time has marked on and we sort of well into the next year already. And it would be nice if we could know exactly when things were done or when they're going to be done. And then also, as far as power was concerned, CEG mentioned that the expense, I think, of providing the tank, and that perhaps, you know, boreholes would have been a better idea, but the boreholes were contaminated, I mean, that's a costly problem that has to be cleaned up. So at that particular time, I don't think the boreholes would have been very effective. And then also, as far as Lake Waitemani is concerned, it would seem that one of the main problems there with the blockings of the line is basic lack of education of the community. I mean, the things we were told of is, you know, the manhole be lifted and animals are disposed of in the sewage system, etc. So I think that could also be a very important aspect to consider.
I have two questions that I would like to ask. One is with regard to the public work, it seems that if there are some problems with regard to this, maybe it can be informed. How many are these things that are actually under the public work? If you don't have an answer now, maybe you can provide them, maybe in the notice. And if my memory serves me correct, the deadline for transferring the school to the municipality was last year in August. And now they are meeting with the municipality are making agreement with the department. I think we were supposed to be notified in advance that we are experiencing this problem, so that we are not informing people from information and what is now the normal deadline.
I'm very upset about how we can do it.
question concerning political for some years. I think we also make some oversight comical to what are they doing and really optimistic that it's not worth and counting don't sit down and discuss because it was convinced that the workers need to be discussed by Dr. Kate. The resettlement from Alexander countries in the country. And I thought something has been done. And can you imagine what the good can bring really away? To me, it's really unacceptable the way we are a water scarce country. To have such a thing and or actually poisoning people. I think for the work of the that has given us a guarantee that they will do something within the room. And I think that 2000 years. It's not enough. On the table. Going to the Mpopo. I am not sure when they I'm not sure hundreds of when you say you have been constraints of the process and yet every time we have some rollovers coming this year for us. Then we have some, and now we have a sort of resources. I don't know how you use money. To be honest, the issue of water supply, particularly basic. Three basic water. We must not actually keep ourselves that our poor people will cover the cities as long as we don't have infrastructure in cities. We will never do. So the richer will benefit because they have infrastructure in cities and we, our people, will stay there. I think in grants, if they really want to capacitate municipality, they should start with infrastructure. To make sure that these people process the process is delivered accordingly. If we don't have infrastructure, if parts are not put in place, no regulation, how do we expect to have what? Some dams are there, are full, but they just pass through people's fields and house because there's no means of bringing water in. We haven't put in the infrastructure. And we have been talking about this question for a long time. And I think something has to be done. In the Limpopo is not to say Caperton we don't have water altogether. We have struggled with you last Sunday. We have seen some dams that people are not using, precisely because there's no means of getting water near them, and yet water is there. And I don't think really, when we talk about capacity, maybe we should unpack this capacity and find out what do you really mean, what is it that you really want to give the municipality, the knowledge of actually delivering it. Because every time we are told, you need to accept no capacity. What capacity should we possibly to give to the municipality? And if they are not capacitated, why don't you just put hands on and get people water? And I think really there is a lot to talk about in Popo.
Maybe because we come from completely different ways, we are from different ways, better reasons. Maybe as my sister will be also liberated, she will tell you what she has seen herself. Thank you.
That was my question was being involved about the backlog in our schools. But I have seen a question somewhere down the line where there is a full project around the delivery of water and sanitation. Yes, so I will write my question here and see if it's a question.
Thank you, Chef. Indeed, you have taken some of my concerns. And we talk about parents. It is common knowledge that the use of tank or tanker to deliver water has its own limitations. There are certain settlements where the tankers cannot go simply because the roads are not good enough. So people see tankers passing over to other settlements. It's not good enough to rely on them. So the department must find certain solutions for that. I'm also worried about the question of those people who have now removed from the desert area to another area. I want to know exactly where the area to which they are going to be moved has been fully serviced. By fully serviced, I mean the strategy for supply of water when they get there. They get water. To get sanitation, because I think those are priorities. Coming to Limpopo, where I also come from, I start visit. We went to a place called Nobe, where the water is boiling. We made certain recommendations. One, that temporarily they should use tankers to supply water to those areas. Maybe put in jojo and then fill in the drinkable water into the tankers so that the people can have water to drink and to wash and so on. That salty water can be used for something else. I'm not hearing anything about this, but the people are suffering the salty water. And then, another thing. In the Pompo, I've tried to speak about infrastructure that is being destroyed by the people who are supposed to prevail, politicians. In an area like Okerno Swamp, people don't have water because political issues have come in. People destroy infrastructure. And people don't have water. I don't know whether the time will come, because it's you remember that we visited Bumalang. We didn't touch my area. We visited the Pompo. We didn't touch it because it was now in Bumalang. I still yearn for the solution. It cannot be left like this. you must see by yourself. They are now trying to make different things, but you must see. You mustn't go there in order to go and see. No, now they are different. And there is a satiric gem nearby. Very, very close. These holes are there. I don't understand why the people for push Patrick North to wait for Nyaka Dam with a chakra. I think some of the problems that are there in our community is that we are failing ourselves to change the mindset. Another thing is that we are doing things for the people. We are not doing things for the people. We are not taking their needs into heart and actually supply that thing to you. We don't see that money. Municipalities are quite a mix for the people. I think there is a settlement to do something about getting the municipalities, working with the people, and then solution to it. But if we are doing things for people, other people are working with them. And I commend the regional office to do the same for when they are trying to take up the responsibility to supply water. Because the municipalities are not working. Enough to do the thing. But also that the hate here is that those people were to take some of the municipality people who are concerned with the supply of water and train them so that when eventually they will stay in the court within the municipality, they will not want to be supported.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, when you spoke about the being able to get information from the municipality in relation to the specific process, I was thinking, Chairperson, that of course the specific process for all the municipalities at this point in time is the bucket eradication, water pollution, sanitation, etc. Of course, those things have to be at this point in time a priority, because they make a direct impact on things and making things better for our people. But I don't think we should also at the same time forget that in long term we also need to do something to enhance people's self-esteem. And I think job creation is one of the things that does that. They would rather look after themselves if they have a job, and people prefer that, you know. That makes it also easier for the municipality at the end of the day. So I wanted to ask you if Vinny said that it's possible to get information in the relation to the municipality's specific program, are you also able to get information from municipalities, especially the municipalities, as to areas that they have earmarked for development, but the development cannot happen because of the unavailability of food? That's the one question. And then the report based your responses on, that you are now looking at, that you presented, and the sticker document that we all have in our offices, those reports, all the reports in the committee, contain all the issues that has been brought to our attention in the police as being site visits within overcoming. And most of these issues in the report, because they were brought to our attention by the municipalities themselves, they showed us where the lack of resources and the infrastructure exists. I wanted to know that when you develop plans and strategies intervene in those areas, I mean, how do you see the municipalities actually receive you at that point in time? Or is there any denial that certain forms of protection? I just the last one seems like I just wanted to note that now that these types of things are made available for the clinic or for the department to take a lead and be responsible for water and sanitation provision of clinic, is there a strategy as to how this is going to be implemented? We've already alluded to the fact that by the end of this year, the deadline for the provision of sanitation and water clinic are going to have to be extended because the budget obviously is coming to the department only now. Is there such a strategy? Could you maybe, if there's time to briefly explain what the strategy is? Is there even such a strategy yet? Is the department really looking at developing a strategy to use the funds to implement the added job that the department is doing? Thank you.
Thank you. And also an observation on the general. I think we seem to pick up a problem in how to deal with the issues of war. Firstly, the one that becomes very clear is the one of lack of integration. That is various stakeholders coming together, knowing what the one hand is doing. The thing alluded to, Chair, people don't seem to be taken on board in the development of their various areas. What is it in stock for them with regard to water? Water has become a very, very major problem, and it has become a major challenge for us. And we need to have an integrated approach to the problem, communicate to the people, they should know exactly what is happening. I'm saying this, Chair, because there's an area in the Northwest that we don't seem to be very sensitive to. This is the Luhurutse area. And those people dent our image with regard to the Botswana people, because whenever those people don't have water, then they resort to the main road and block the traffic to Botswana, and that in itself doesn't speak very well of us as people. I'm saying we are not sensitive, because up to now, that has been going on over years, and there doesn't appear to be a solution in hand, unless you can indicate to us what sort of approach have you decided to take in order to alleviate that water problem in that particular area. So I'm saying, under general, can we have an integrated approach? And can we disclose our plan? Can we communicate to the people that are involved, the stakeholders? And can we be sensitive that this is an area that we as water people must help to resolve?
Okay, thank you. I thought this was important, rather than point to other people and other people. Chairperson, before meeting, I was just telling Ms. Manana here that we need one more member than we have 100 listeners in attendance for the first time in a very long time. This committee always attended very well, but how do you understand? So I just thought that point there, that maybe needs an intervention. Chairperson, there are times like today that we do need the department on their own, just the department. And then there are other times, and just if you look at our program, there are many times that we will have throughout the year, and we'll have all the other entities, just the department. But there are days like now, that it is the department that has to answer to issues given to them on paper and report by the committee. So I'm just thinking, committee meetings are public affairs. You know, I thought that maybe you were going to speak on it, you know, but I thought it wasn't clear to say. Also, the last point I want to make on the chairperson is that it is not viable to ask everybody, the department plus others, to come all the time. And this time, what it is, the committee with the department is very necessary. Thank you.
All of them important, all of them of priority, and because of the nature of the business itself, I mean the nature of the resource that we're dealing with, water, issues that are interrelated, you cannot afford to deal with fast-tracking service delivery, just putting infrastructure on the ground without addressing O&M. As the honourable member has highlighted there, without addressing drinking water quality, also very important, has to be done now, without addressing capacity of local governments, without addressing water conservation, they are interlinked and they are coming on their own. They are not complaining, but I'm just trying to put it that perspective that, you know, we have many claims in the air that we need to land, and it looks like we have to land them at the same time, but safely. And the challenge is, with the limited resources, with the time constraints, how do you do this? This year we have to deliver on the budget eradication and with the clinics, and we are set that, Minister, we're going to make it happen. We will make it happen. We are going to make it happen. But at the same time, there are many other interrelated issues. Drinking water quality, or the issues that the honourable members have raised, which are also important. Now, what we are trying to do, Tim, given all this, we have said each region, we are working on an action plan for each province, and for the first time, we are trying to be programmatic. So each province must come up with their plan on how they are going to deal with these priorities. We do have a strat plan, and I'm hoping that you'll be impressed with our strat plan, because our strat plan this year will be speaking to the issues that you have raised, that have come out of the convention is illegal. The priorities as stated in the State of the Nation address, and you know, issues like poverty alleviation, those are also important. So I must say, I'm very concerned about the fact that you don't seem to be doing enough about poverty alleviation, and yet water is so important and fundamental.
Mm.
And in fact, all other departments will not reach their targets unless we make water available.
Mm-hmm.
2014 will not happen with regard to poverty. Job creation, to support the economic growth, we have to make water available, we have to provide the infrastructure. Basic services, how can you have a workforce that's productive unless they are healthy? HIV AIDS, how are people affected? So we really have a challenge here. But we are working together to make sure that we all, we learn all these things quickly at the same time. Can I just try to go through the issues that have been raised? I'm going to ask you to address the specific issue. And with regards to the slowing down of the development of hotel association, it was just to say the region has to be cautious so that it's not a process that's driven by consultants, because of the sensitivity transformation issues that we need to take care of. I would really like to see it being driven from the starting side. As the PS4 dam it's a yearly problem. It speaks to our state, the state of infrastructure. It speaks to lack of communication. One thing here that we have come to acknowledge is that as a department, we have not done our work with regards to raising awareness on what is involved in actually bringing water to the people in a glass from the tank. We're going to be embarking on a very aggressive communication strategy. A lot has been communicated on water services, but on the water resources side, there hasn't been good enough. You know, in terms of getting people to know the importance of the effects of pollution, you know, the importance of conserving water, drinking water quality, and all those things. It is a problem because the pollution is coming from upstream. Culprits are the municipalities, the informal settlements, the agricultural sector, and all those things complicate the quality of water in the other place for them. So I agree that this problem has been there for quite some time, but in the past, the interventions were just dealing with the symptoms, because we would get consultants, spend millions of rand to remove, to suck the algae from the water. It was a superficial intervention in that way. But now we're looking at much more and we're addressing the problem. Now there has been a good, studies have been made, very intense studies have been made to understand what is the cause of the problem and we're trying to deal with the cause of the problem. Then water has been appointed to drive the program. A question was raised there on O&M and the superficial intervention. Here I was referring to the fact that the Mopani's intervention of putting a tracking system in the infrastructure, and it just deals with the causes of the vandalization. We need to understand why people are vandalizing that infrastructure, and I think the Honourable Member has touched on some of those issues. Are we standing with the people? Are municipalities talking to communities to then sit down with the communities and inform them about the programs of infrastructure development, when they can expect services and how they can get involved? I believe that is happening in other municipalities to keep up the money for the people. The two basic ones, it is a problem. We will have to look at, as I said in the earlier on, we will have to look at much more efficiency of protecting municipalities. We will have to speak to Treasury about the equitable share, how it is used currently. It's a grant without any conditions, and some municipalities are not using to the benefit of the community, because they have to subsidize we will have to take it up with the government. But we would also have to, we had a situation where there has been squabbles between water services provider and water services authority. The two fighting over the funds and the funding being in another municipality, and whether the municipality will be charged with the responsibility of providing treatment support. So it's a whole range of issues. But I think the most important one that the Honorable Member raised was how we now concern about people with infrastructure not getting treatment. And yet there are people who don't have infrastructure, who don't even have a treatment support. And this is something that I would like to discuss with you because I would like to get a view. We had a heated debate with our minister. She was providing some solutions and, you know, she was worried about coming up with other, or rather, a deviation from policy as to how this can be dealt with. But the question is, do we wait until we have enough money to provide people with water? Or do we say, in cases where there isn't enough money and we need to make a package, can we provide some form of service? You know, even if it's a borehole, a hand pipe, even if it's the protection of the spring, you know, something that's not necessarily up to standard, but something that can make sure that people do have water, people have been waiting for ages for water. And those are the debates that we will need to get into, but that's why we really rely on you for guidance, because it's political, and we are moving away from the policy that government has put in place to provide water for at a certain standard. I agree that we have to have action plan. Actually, I would like, at some stage, once we have compiled these action plans, to come to the committee for each region to present their action plan, to say, as Northwest, as Limpopo, this is the plan that we put in place. And Jay was speaking to water allocation reform. These things are interrelated. You can't deal with one without looking at the other. So that you can interrogate the plans, and those plans will be developed in consultation with the provincial leadership, the MECs, the municipalities, the SAGA as well. So we will look into that at a later stage. A question around the town boreholes that are contaminated. I will find out from Terry when he arrives as to what is being done about that. We know that it's a problem to address groundwater pollution. It takes time. The transfer of steam. I need to say, if only my understanding was that it's only that in that public works scheme that is the problem. Otherwise, all the transfer agreements throughout the country have been signed in principle. The only thing that has not happened is the transfer of staff. That is what we currently present. It looks like we're going to meet our target from the discussions that we are having with the municipalities, with the unions. It looks like we're going to meet our target. But there will still be discussion post, because I mean, when you're dealing with staff issues, you're dealing with people issues, and it takes time to resolve some of those. And you know, you're touching on issues like salary, pension, benefits, and all that. So there will be development after the end of the financial year. But to the day you are correct, they are still not dead and you have been at the target. Limpopo, in any family, there's always a child that seems to be going in their own direction. And I must say, Limpopo is my problem child. And I'm looking at it. I'm working on something. Yes, Limpopo is a rock for the entire. There are many interventions that we have to deal with. We cannot continue dealing with the symptoms, because many of the issues that we raise here are a reflection of the leadership or lack of leadership that's supposed to be coming from the award is not okay. Something that we are amazing. It's not easy, but with this help. We're looking at getting a new manager, first of all, in terms of leadership. Change management, because the resources are there, people are there, committed people. Committed people have even taken them to work. They willingly come to Saturday workshops if you can't find time and say, guys, can you meet on Saturday? You will find full house people are there, but you know, they just need to be taken into the right direction. That is what we do. Remotivation and giving them a sense of direction, a sense of tempo. Doing all these things that go with leadership and everything. There's a lot of work that needs to be done within the policy issue, right? Strengthening the relationship in the problem. The problem is not happy with housing support or lack of support that has to be formed. There is no option. even though I think some progress has been made, you know, it's not only municipalities that are under the process. So it's a whole lot of things. Capacity of municipalities and non-profits, yes, we will continue. I have got a browser that speaks to a strategy that we have finalized. Because I'm tired of strategies. I'm even reluctant to talk about strategies. I don't think anyone is interested in strategies. People want to see action, and that is what we committed to. So, I will not go there. Sir. I will just speak about the action plan. As part of the action plan, to deliver services, each region will come up with their plan on how they're going to support municipalities. I'll be speaking more to this when we look at the acceleration plan. Backlogs in schools, the target that we looking at the end of the year is increasing. With regards to school, we have been given funding over 3 years period by February. And we're currently negotiating with February to bring the fund to 2 years so that it's available in 2 years. Because otherwise, it will be the school cover for me. So we have agreed with February that this year, all the money that's coming, 125 million, will go towards the ministry. This is money that's remaining will deal with the school. However, there are some problems in different provinces and schools that will be identifying our support in the government. There is not a set target for schools as it is now, because we still have to work together as a because of the shared funding. So, even though we're working, you know, towards 2007, 2008, okay. Removal of people, can I refer that to Terry when he comes in? I've noted all the questions. Vandalism of infrastructure, I think I have talked to this, and the problem of infrastructure is that there's a need for drastic facilities and planning, allowing planning, bringing people planning with the system and not planning for the system. So there's a concern that comes to us around underutilization of resources, water, even in cases where there is water. We take responsibility for part of it. In this department, we've been working as water services and water resources. It's only now that we're having very strongly the need for planning. So you find that water services people are doing water services, water resources, and there's very weak linkages. Ideally, water resources should be working closely with water services people to say, there's so much water available, and if you are to meet the target, you need to assist the municipalities in putting infrastructure to connect and to get water. This does not only speak to water services, it also speaks to water for growth and development, which is an area that I'm currently concerned about. we're not putting infrastructure on the ground. We're only providing water for domestic use. But in some areas, like Hilbert and some parts of the Eastern Cape, there is a lot of water that is available. And the question is, can we look at providing infrastructure so that this water is not only the infrastructure does not only support water for the domestic use, you know, it's also for other uses, like gardens, you know, all those small programs that can contribute to poverty elimination. It's something that we need to talk about. However, it should be difficult at this stage to get the support because people are just focusing on 208 and it's going to be a challenge to say, okay, whilst we're focusing on that, can we also look at, you know, making water available for growth and development? And I think the other issue that has been raised by the Honourable Member there is development. How do we proactively as a department support developing communities, not only the municipalities but of the provinces as well? It is something that we're looking at. You will recall that last year we had summits that were driven by the previous minister, and from those summits, for the first time, we developed very comprehensive working plans. Those plans are not only speaking to how we are going to meet the target, they are also addressing development. Because the president, in his individual view, yes, he has been concerned about basic services, but he's really been interrogating municipalities. What are you saying about development, about job creation? And the department has to be proactive in this regard. I take your point. We have to be proactive. We have to interrogate the plans of the province. What is it with the province actually say? If you're looking at this kind of development, this is the amount of water that we require. We start doing those studies because some of our studies take 2-3 years to finalize, and still we can even go ahead to say there won't be water to support this kind of initiative. So it's only now that we're really trying to play the proactive role. Now we can react, you know, if there's an application for a license for development. We only react at that time, but however, we need to have a much more proactive approach. Vandalism issues in the local, we are happy to hear that there are some progress. We hear that there are some people that have been arrested in that regard. Extremely excited about the proposals that we have made there to say we've got to work together, the chief in the area, all of these things, the youth and all of that. So we're happy to hear there's some progress in that area. But let's leave it there. There is another matter also that you haven't addressed, but let's